Track 6 of the Internet Research Agency Indictment by Robert S. Mueller III, Special Prosecutor, United States Department of Justice. Count 2. Conspiracy to commit wire fraud and bank fraud. Number 86. Paragraphs 1 through 7, 9 through 27, and 29 through 85 of this indictment are realleged and incorporated by reference as if fully set forth herein. Number 87. From in or around 2016 through present, in the District of Columbia and elsewhere, Defendants Internet Research Agency, LLC, Jekun Nasimi Ogli Aslanov and Gleb Igorovich Vasilchenko, together with others known and unknown to the grand jury, knowingly and intentionally conspired to commit certain offenses against the United States, to wit, A. To knowingly, having devised and intending to devise a scheme and artifice to defraud, and to obtain money and property by means of false and fraudulent pretenses, representations, and promises, transmit and cause to be transmitted, by means of wire communications in interstate and foreign commerce, writings, signs, signals, pictures, and sounds, for the purposes of executing such scheme and artifice in violation of Title 18, United States Code, Section 1343, and B. To knowingly execute and attempt to execute a scheme and artifice to defraud a federally insured financial institution and to obtain monies, funds, credits, assets, securities, and other property from said financial institution by means of false and fraudulent pretenses, representations, and promises, all in violation of Title 18, United States Code, Section 1344. Object of the conspiracy. Number 88. The conspiracy had as its object the opening of accounts under false names at U.S. financial institutions and a digital payments company in order to receive and send money into and out of the United States to support the organization's operation in the United States and for self-enrichment. Manner and means of the conspiracy. Number 89. Beginning in at least 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators used, without lawful authority, the Social Security numbers, home addresses, and birth dates of real U.S. persons without their knowledge or consent. Using these means of stolen identification, defendants and their co-conspirators opened accounts at a federally insured U.S. financial institution, parenthesis, quote, Bank One, end quote, and parenthesis, including the following accounts. What follows is a table of three columns and five rows, the three columns being approximate date, account name, and means of identification. The first row, June 16, 2016, account name TB, means of identification, Social Security number, date of birth. Second row, July 21st, 2016, account name AR, means of identification, Social Security number, date of birth. Third row, July 27th, 2016, account name TC, and means of identification, Social Security number, date of birth. Last row, August 2nd, 2016, account name TW, means of identification, Social Security number, date of birth. Number 90. Defendants and their co-conspirators also used without lawful authority the Social Security numbers, home addresses, and birth dates of real U.S. persons to open accounts at PayPal, a digital payments company, including the following accounts. Again, what follows is a table, three columns, approximate date, initials of identity theft victim, and the means of identification. The top row is the header. The first data row, June 16, 2016. Initials, TB. Means of identification, Social Security number, date of birth. Second row, July 21st, 2016. Initials, AR, means of identification, social security number, date of birth. Third row, approximate date, August 2nd, 2016. Initials of identity theft victim, TW, means of identification, social security number, date of birth. Fourth data row, November 11th, 2016. Initials, JW, means of identification, home address. And the fifth and last data row, January 18th, 2017, initials VS, means of identification, social security number. Defendants and their co-conspirators also established other accounts at PayPal in the names of false and fictitious U.S. personas. Some personas used to register PayPal accounts were the same as the false U.S. personas used in conjunction with the organization's social media accounts. Number 91. Defendants and their co-conspirators purchased credit card and bank account numbers from online sellers for the unlawful purpose of evading security measures at PayPal, which used account numbers to verify a user's identity. Many of the bank account numbers purchased by defendants and their co-conspirators were created using the stolen identities of real U.S. persons. After purchasing the accounts, defendants and their co-conspirators submitted these bank account numbers to PayPal. Number 92. On or about the dates identified below, defendants and their co-conspirators obtained and used the following fraudulent bank account numbers for the purpose of evading PayPal's security measures. What follows is a table of four columns and 14 rows. The column headings are approximate date, card slash bank account number, financial institution, and email used to acquire account number. Row 1, June 13, 2016, bank account ending in 8902, financial institution bank 2, email used to acquire account number, wemakeweather@gmail.com. Second data row, June 16, 2016. Bank account number ending in 8731, financial institution, bank 1, email used to acquire account number, all4usa@yahoo.com. Third data row, July 21st, 2016, card bank account number ending in 2215, financial institution, bank 3, email used to acquire account number, ant1_8@yahoo.com. Row number 4, August 2nd, 2016, bank account ending in 5707, financial institution, bank 1, email used to acquire account number, xtimwaltersx@gmail.com. Fifth data row, October 18th, 2016, card or bank account number ending in 5792, financial institution, bank 4, email used, UnitedVetsOfAmerica@gmail.com. Sixth data row, October 18th, 2016, card or bank account number ending in 4743, financial institution bank 4, and email used to acquire account number, patriot.us@gmail.com. Seventh data row, November 11th, 2016, card or bank account number ending in 2427, financial institution bank 4, email address used to acquire account number, beautifulellie@gmail.com. Eighth data row, November 11, 2016, card or bank account number ending in 7587, financial institution bank 5, and email used to acquire account number, stacyredneck@gmail.com. Data row number 9, November 11, 2016, card or bank account number ending in 7590, financial institution bank 5, and email used to acquire account number ihatecrime1@gmail.com. 10th data row, November 11, 2016, card or bank account number ending in 1780, financial institution bank 6, email used to acquire account number, again, stacyredneck@gmail.com. Data row number 11, November 11, 2016, card or bank account number ending in 1762, financial institution bank 6, email used to acquire account number, ihatecrime1@gmail.com. Data row number 12, December 13th, 2016, card or bank account number ending in 6168, financial institution bank 6, and email used to acquire account number, thetaylorbrooks@aol.com. Data row number 13, March 30th, 2017, card or bank account number 6316, financial institution bank 3, and email used to acquire account number wokeaztec@outlook.com. And the last data row number 14, March 30th, 2017, card or bank account number ending in 9512, financial institution bank 3, and the email address used to acquire the account, wokeaztec@outlook.com. Number 93. Additionally, and in order to maintain their accounts at PayPal and elsewhere, including online cryptocurrency exchanges, defendants and their co-conspirators purchased and obtained false identification documents, including fake U.S. driver's licenses. Some false identification documents obtained by defendants and their co-conspirators used the stolen identities of real U.S. persons, including U.S. persons T.W. and J.W. Number 94. After opening the accounts at Bank One and PayPal, defendants and their co-conspirators used them to receive and send money for a variety of purposes, including to pay for certain organization expenses. Some PayPal accounts were used to purchase advertisements on Facebook promoting organization-controlled social media accounts. The accounts were also used to pay other organization-related expenses such as buttons, flags, and banners for rallies. Number 95. Defendants and their co-conspirators also used the accounts to receive money from real U.S. persons in exchange for posting promotions and advertisements on the organization-controlled social media pages. Defendants and their co-conspirators typically charge certain U.S. merchants and U.S. social media sites between $25 and $50 per post for promotional content on their popular false U.S. persona accounts, including Being Patriotic, Defend the Second, and Blacktivist, all in violation of Title 18, United States Code, Section 1349. End of Track 6 of the Internet Research Agency Indictment.